I'm Paul Karuba, and this is your sound check. Kinks fans may be getting a welcome surprise. In a feature interview with the three surviving original members of the band, Ray Davies, Dave Davies, and Mick Avery, the UK music magazine Uncut reports that the chances of a Kinks reunion have never been better. The quarrelsome Davies brothers have dismissed the idea in the past, but Ray Davies says in the Uncut piece that a reunion is, quote, as close as it's ever been to happening. You can read the whole feature in the February issue of Uncut. Benjamin Curtis of the band School of Seven Bells passed away on December 29th, almost a year after being diagnosed with a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Curtis was a stalwart of the Dallas music scene. Along with his brother Brandon, he was a member of the landmark Dallas group Secret Machines before forming School of Seven Bells in New York in 2007 with Alejandra and Claudia Deheza. Benjamin Curtis was 35. It's a new year, and as the Austin Chronicle reported Monday, it looks like East Austin club Cheer Up Charlie's is getting some new digs. After wrangling with sound ordinances and city rules at their home on East 6th Street, the owners of the LGBTQ-friendly bar and club signed a lease to take over the space at 900 Red River, the former home of Club DeVille. Cheer Up Charlie's current lease was not renewed after the property was sold to La Quercia Hospitality Group, owners of the upscale Watering Holes Bar Congress and Second Bar and Kitchen. Cheer Up Charlie's officially closes its current location on January 15th. In Austin, I'm Paul Karuba.